All right, so great. So this past weekend we had an incredible event. It was Friday night and Saturday. And how many of you were on it? Well, a bunch of everybody, well, I have you all muted, so you can't really say. I know I recognize some of the names, and obviously if you have a coupon, you were on it because the coupons were issued to all the people who registered for the event this weekend. The coupon, and they're looking at doing this in the future, they're discount coupons for a first order 10% discount. It's a great way to entice people to buy because you're giving them a 10% off, right? Right out of the box, they get a 10% coupon, and you only have one to give away. So if they don't take it, you're going to give it to the next person you talk to, right? So how cool is that? Amen. So anyway, so what did the event look like? Let's jump in and talk a little bit about that because I think it's important to appreciate it, recapture some of the languaging, some of the things that happened. So for those of you who didn't attend, you can recapture it in my overview, and those who did, perhaps you can add a few things as I go through this, or at least remember and take down off the outline or a notes things that are important to you so you can start applying them in your life. John Fleming spoke on Friday night because it started on Friday night. That was just an hour and a half on Friday night, 7 to 8:30, I believe. And John Fleming was our guest speaker, and he was awesome as ever. And, you know, he talked about a lot of things that are going on. First, about state of where we are as a nation. And as we know, the financial pressures, we're in a tinderbox. You know, a lot of people see all this, you know, with a lot of the tearing down of statues and the racial problems. And you layer that on top of the coronavirus issues, which is already max stressed out so many people, and you can see why this has become kind of a tinderbox because you have multiple issues occurring at the same time. People aren't financially distressed more so than ever because they're looking at, you know, maybe no longer even collecting unemployment. Those benefits are going to run out, and they have no job. They're applying for health insurance. That's why they were like, I don't know, somebody said something like, 20 million people applied for Obamacare because their health insurance ran out because they lost their jobs. I mean, I just want people to, you know, I get, and I'm not sitting here to preach on that topic. I'm just saying, let's show a little sensitivity in our world that's a crisis for people, an emotional crisis, and they haven't been through Andrew Leadham's class yet, right? I'm not trying to make light of what they're going through. I'm just saying that so many don't know how to control their mind. They just get emotional. They get anxious. They're depressed. There's just a tremendous amount of negativity and negative emotions going on in our world today, and I just am constant prayer. But we have these financial pressures out there, and people are looking. There are lookers out there looking for something to do. And John even mentioned a statistic. He said, I just read a statistic the other day that said 40% of the people could not put their hands on $400 of cash. That's huge. Let me tell you how that struck me. And it just made me more aware of my responsibility. Not a choice, but I feel responsible. God's blessed me. He's blessed many of you on the phone. What are we doing with those blessings? So to reach out even more today than ever to touch people's lives, to give them an opportunity to really make a difference, that's how I look at our opportunity we have. And I can't wait to share with you guys. I have a new way of sharing, but until I've tested it, I don't want to release it because I don't want to teach you something that doesn't work, right? I only want to teach things that work. And so if I can't get it to work, then trust me, I'm not going to go out there and broadcast it to everybody else, but I'm excited about it. But it's the idea, how do we entice people to jump on board with us? So a lot of people looking. We're in a prime position today in what we do to offer up an income opportunity to people. And let's just be real clear about that. So he stepped into then, why do we call it network marketing? You know, he said, you know, people love to name our industry. He said multi-level marketing isn't even a principle. The word multi-level was actually a reference to a compensation plan. So it never was ever meant to define an industry. And John was laughing at our industry and how we took that on and labeled ourselves and all this stuff. And he says, quit it. He says, he even said himself, he said, I don't even know how to define our industry. But then he went on to say something like this, let's build a brand. Why don't we just become a brand, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Manitech is Manitech, and let me tell you what it offers. He used that language. Manitech is Manitech, and let me tell you what it offers. So that's intriguing. It's an intriguing way to approach it. I think that, we want to be out there, just as he said as well, for most people, just find out where they are and what they need. We're just explorers. We're explorers. How can we help people? And just come from that servant's heart. Let's go out there and be servants. How do we help people? What are you looking for? What do you need? How can I help you? What can I do to support you? That's our lingo. That's our language. What do we do? He talked about, I love this language, so I highlighted it and I put it and italicized it in the outline. We engage in micro-entrepreneurship based on values and authenticity. Wow. Now, for some of you, that might be, well, Mary Jo, those are two big words. I don't want to use them. People won't understand it, or they won't. And I said, well, then change them a little bit. But if you want to take on that languaging, I love it. I said, people ask me, what do you do? Well, I engage in micro-entrepreneurship based on values and authenticity. If people don't respond to that, you know what? Probably I don't want them in my organization. Right? I'm looking for value-based, authentic people who want to take back some control over their health and their wealth and do it through something called micro-entrepreneurship, right? So that's John's language. It's the one language. Some of you were on Friday night, and when we did the recap, what did I recap when Tim asked me what I thought? That was the sentence that just screamed at me in listening to John Fleming, and I love it. But let me just highlight this to you, that I'm working with Tim, and one of the things I said to him, I said, we need to build our brand. So when we say Manitech and people say, what is that? And you go, well, we're the glyconutrient company. That means nothing to anyone. Do you follow me? Then you have to go in and talk, well, glyconutrients, what are glyconutrients? Well, it has to do with cell-to-cell communication, and I'm familiar with the alloplan, blah, 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 right? Yeah. And how many of you have gotten into one of those blah, blah, blah conversations where you got the whole spiel, right? And then I hear people go, no, Mary Jo, I just give me your video. Like, okay, that works. You can educate people with lots of different videos out there, whether it's Let's Go Natural or whatever it is. But the idea is that it's a lot of languaging, and most people don't want to listen to a half an hour video. And, we have that great video that they made on how they produce aloe, but again, they're not going to watch a 15-minute video, right, for the most part. Did I use it? I'm signing up a brand new associate today. Did I use it with her? Yes, after we had four or five conversations and she had other materials to look at. It was like the frosting on a cake. It was just like, just in case, and it went like this, just in case you want to see the kind of intricate particularities we put into sourcing every nutrient in our products, let me send you this video. It just proves that we are so conscientious about the nutrients in the products. You get it? So that's how you use that video. At least I'm suggesting, because otherwise it'll get lost in the shuffle. So it's great that we're going to develop language. I suggested to Manitech, and we'll see where it goes, that we get a group of presidential directors and or people who are really actively doing the business in the field to sit down and do powwows and maybe come out with a brand statement. Because we really don't have a brand statement that I know of. I've seen them over the years, but I don't know that we have one today. But it would be kind of fun to have one, wouldn't it? I mean, so that we can go out then and sell the brand. Let's market our brand. Give you easy language to use to share, right? Everybody agree? I don't know. You guys can give me feedback on that one. But I think it's important. And our future is that there's a trend growing for true entrepreneurship, technology allowing us to do more and more. And, of course, we have a slam dunk today. We have so many things we can send to people. I love the Manatech Plus app. For those of you who are around this weekend, oh, my gosh, didn't we use it about 20 times? Yes or yes, as Tim would say, yes or yes. Yeah, so it's just a blessing. That's such an incredible tool for us, and just learn how to use it, and then use it. Use it until you abuse it, as I say, right? And you can't make a mistake. A lot of people go, well, I don't know how to, what if I say, and I go, you can't make a mistake. You can always call the person up and say, you know what, I just started using this new app, and I think I kind of dumped on you, or I apologize, I think I sent you the wrong thing. People will forgive you. You ask for forgiveness. You come from humble instead of arrogance, and guess what? It works. That's the kind of, and those are the kind of people you want to work with. So technology allows us to do more and more today. That's just across the board. We don't need traditional brick and mortar. And people, today, post-coronavirus, this is even going to be more reoccurring. There are so many people that are going to be working from home, and you're just giving, and they're going to be working from home because major corporations are going to say, we don't really need an office. Look at how well we did once we broke this all down and sent people home. We don't need to have everybody. We need certain groups, and that's it. So they're going to probably downsize their demand for office space, and their people are going to be working from home. And you go, well, Mary Jo, how does that benefit me when I'm trying to get people to work with me in Manatech? This doesn't mean they're working at home at their job. Because once they get established working from home on their job, how easy it is it going to be to add one more element, an hour a day, of doing Manatech on top of it, hour a day. They already are office at home. It's not like you're asking them to restructure their whole house that they have a home office. You follow? And they'll have all the materials. They just need a filing cabinet, which no one uses anymore because we only use the Internet for this. What's a filing cabinet? So Lydia said, it's those empty things we have stuck in the library upstairs. But they don't need a lot, right? So there's a blessing there. So just know that we're presented over the next 6 months, a year, one of the greatest opportunities we're going to have in our Manatech business. And it's just up to us to take advantage of it, right? And so languaging brand and, engaging in micro-entrepreneurship based on values and authenticity. I love that language. Okay, enough of that. I know I'm wearing you guys out on that. All right, so that basically took care of what we did on Friday night, and excited to see what our future, what lies for our future in Manatech. And then Saturday, of course, right away we jumped in, and Tim was all over it about using these coupons. Everybody got a coupon. It's a discount code, and there's like 6 digits or something, and you could send it out for people, and all they had to do when they ordered, there's a place for them to put the coupon in, and they immediately got a 10% discount on their first order if it's at least $100. So, and once you redeem it, Manatech gives you another one. These are for people, I believe, who registered for the event. So I don't know if there's another way to get them. I think it's just exclusively for those who register for the event. So congrats, you guys who came to play full out. And, yes, you're supposed to get a second one, I believe, and I don't know. Again, talk to Tim Altfader. He's going to give you all the technical side of it. It's a great way to entice a potential customer to use a coupon code. This will not be the last time Manatech uses them, so be aware. I can virtually assure you they're going to use it big time for Manifest that's coming up in August. I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. You want to use these coupon codes because they keep coming until you, I guess. I don't know if they're doing it multiple times, 2, 3, 4. I didn't hear that. But you want to close out your business like no other. So even without the coupon code, use your Manatech Plus app and get the word out. Do it now. It's getting the information out. And, again, like I said, many of people were doing it for the first time that were there this past weekend. How the first order bonus, power seller bonus, customer referral, and offer codes all fit together. Well, I already went over the offer codes, right? So there's a way. Offer code is just a bonus that you can give so your customer entices them to buy now, not later, buy now, right? So that's what the offer code is. The first order bonus, that's what you get when your first customer orders, you get 25% of that order. So the gal I'm signing up today, I think, is coming in with the great value pack, saving $90 on that OSP bundle, right? And 25% of that order, which is $50, will be the bonus I make just by signing her up. Cool or cool? Absolutely. Greatest. Customer referral. Okay, so everybody understands the first order bonus. That's what associates make off a first order of a new customer or associate. Then we have the customer referral. All right, this is brand new for a lot of you. And it's what you want to do is you want to go out and talk to your customers and share with them because they get a bonus as well. If your customer gives you a referral, they earn 25% customer loyalty credits. Again, customers cannot earn cash, so instead they get customer loyalty credits. So you can share with your customers and say, you know what, Sarah, you've been on the products for the last 9 months. You see how great. You love them. You told me the other day you'll never stop taking them. Who do you know? I said, wouldn't you like to bless somebody else just by referring them? They don't, you know, you don't have any, skin in the game, no shirt off your back. They're not rejecting you. If they say no, that's fine. But you've had such success. Why not share with somebody? If you do that, know too that let's say they order $200. You're going to get $50 of free products through the customer loyalty credits that you accumulate just by referring that person. And then they smile. And they think, wow, and you don't have to do any of the work. All you're doing is basically referring them to me. I will help get them started, right? That's a great way to do it, and your customers will be enticed now to send you referrals. And it's another thing you can say, you know what, if you just want to drop me a note, you know, when you're thinking about it, if you're out and about and you're talking to a friend or something like that, just get out your and text me. Just go, Mary Jo, I just talked to Sarah. Here's her number. She's excited, wants to know more about the products. Could you help her? Bingo. Now, why will you do that all day, every day of your life? You go, well, Mary Jo, why should I do that? Blah, blah, blah. Well, because it's your organization. You're growing your business. If you had an army of 20 customers out there giving you referrals every day, what do you think? Would you be happy or not happy? If you wouldn't be happy, then please refer them to me. I'll be more than happy to handle them for you. No, you handle them. They're invaluable, so you want to entice your customers to give you referrals. The other side effect of that, not only does your customer get 25%, you get a 15% first-time bonus. You get that? 15%. So instead of you getting a 25% first-order bonus, it's down to 15% because it's not your lead, it was your customer's. And you're giving the customer gets a 25% customer loyalty credit. So both of you benefit. It's a win-win, and that customer is put underneath you because that customer cannot go under another customer. Customers cannot have anyone, associates or other customers, underneath them. But they can earn a first order bonus of 25% customer loyalty credits. So take advantage of that. Entice people to do it. It grows your business, and it puts these people in your customer base. All right? Everybody clear? So get out there and do that. Support your people. And then you get the power seller bonus. What is your power seller bonus? Because this is another way that this customer referral pays you money because it builds your consumer base. Okay, so what Manatech has done, he says, if you take all your volume that you're ordering plus a minimum of two others' volume, so you can't just take your volume and get a power seller bonus. No, the purpose of power seller is selling. It's not you consuming, it's selling. You can just thank Manatech that they give you credit for what your orders are in your associate account. Okay, so power seller bonus, if you have a minimum of two customers underneath you and your order, and it adds up to 200 PPV at least, less than 500, up 200 to 499, you earn 10% every single month, 10% bonus. Bingo, right? Is that good or good? Super, you earn 10%. If your volume is more than 550, so it should say accumulate 500 PPV or more, you earn 15%. That's the power seller bonus. So that's the incentive for you to build that group of customers directly underneath you, including your own volume. Everybody clear? Power seller bonus. great way to earn income. Okay, so next, are you familiar with the next? So we talked about that, the powers, how they all work together. Are you familiar with the new gig video? I think I saw it for the first time. I'd never seen it before. Oh, Lydia says you've seen it before. Okay, I've seen it before, but I don't remember it. Okay, but I saw it, and it was good. It was talking about starting a gig. And there's a link. If you look in your Manatech Plus app, I put here is the link. I was going to put them in the outline, but Lydia said, no. We want them all to be using their Manatech Plus app. So go into your Manatech Plus app, find the new gig video, and if you really like it and you think you're going to share, then put it in your favorites. When you put it in your favorites, then you don't have to go search through the 25 documents in there when you're sharing, because they're all in your favorites. And you shouldn't have 25 favorites. Mark my words on this. If you find something you like it and you send it because it's perfect for one of your customers, think about it twice before you decide to put it in your favorites, because all of a sudden you're going to make your favorites look like Manatech's library on the computer. You're not going to be able to find anything, right? You don't want that. You want to be able to quickly access the things that are most important to you. And you have total control over that in your Manatech Plus app. So look at that one for sure. I want you to look at that new gig. Here is Manipul, Costa Rica. That video, again, look in your Manatech Plus app. That's one of my favorites, but I don't share that with people on a first-time basis because it's 15 minutes, and you'll bog them down in harvesting aloe in Costa Rica. Will some people love that? Absolutely. Most have no intent on watching a 15-minute video about Costa Rica aloe growing. They don't care. All right? So it's for the right person. The woman that from this morning who I'm signing up as my new business partner, she loved it, but she's totally all in on health. She's always been teaching and training health, so she loved that. So know your customer. Know your potential customer, your potential associate, and based on that, you can use that video. But I would never use it. And if somebody asks you and says, well, you know, all aloe is the same, and you say, I think not, you know. And so you could say, let me show you what our aloe is all about, because it has 100% to do with the ace mannan in it, the active ingredient in the aloe plant. So, and then you could send them that link. And then I don't know what the last one. Here is the link. Look in your Manatech Plus app. We must have lost something in transition there. So I do. Which link?
Link for the gig economy brochure.
Oh, the gig economy brochure? How to show the money. Oh, that's what that is. Okay, so everybody got that? So the third line under 7 in the outline should have said gig economy brochure, because that's critical. And that, in fact, it's one of the things I talked to this morning when I was talking to my prospect, who's going to be my newest associate. I talked her through how to build Team 2, Team 4, and then how to, you know, I said I simplify it like this. My goal with everybody I start who seriously wants to do the business is to get them making $500 to $1,000 a month within 6 months. That's my goal for you. If you don't get there, then I failed as well, because that's my commitment. Because I think building Team 2, Team 4 is something that's pretty simple to do. And if you do that, you're at 500. If you build Team 2, Team 4 as a new person, and then you help your four people build theirs, you're at $1,000 a month. So it just depends. I said all of the Team 2, Team 4 getting to 500 or 1,000 a month depends on your commitment to time. How much time are you going to commit to it, and what results we can create with that, right? How dedicated you are. So use that new brochure and look that up in your Manatech Plus app, how to make money. So everybody get that? How to make money in Manatech. And if you don't get it, review that brochure, go over it with your upline, talk to them about it. It's very simple. It's a simplistic process. And it's done really well. I only say that because I was intimately involved in rewriting it and rewriting it and rewriting it until it came out simple, understandable, direct, and you know, something anyone can use. So take a peek at it. If you have some feedback on it, you can always get back to me. I'd be more than happy to entertain feedback as well. But I think it's a wonderful 4 or 5 page, and it actually goes one more level, I believe, in the brochure. They actually go one more level and put on how to get to that presidential level, because it's just one more level deep. When you look at the Team 2, Team 4 is really one level deep in associates. All your Team 4 are at the same level. They're first down. They're right directly beneath you, okay? That's just like Team 2 is having 2 associates, Team 4 is having 4 of them, all with their customer pod. That's how I call it, customer, which is 500 pod, right, customers. And then those people go out and get their Team 2 and their Team 4. So now you have 4 associates at the first level, and you have 16 associates at the second level, all right? So that's Team 2, Team 4. And that, when you get to that level, now you're making your $1,000. When you get your those 16 now to go out and do their Team 4, now you're starting to get to what we call presidential level. So, you know, it's not a hard concept. You just understand it, play with it in your brain so you get it, so that you can communicate it properly. And now it's very easy to talk about our compensation plan. You don't have to get into the 18 side bonuses and the, you know, the teaching bonus and this bonus, all these other kind of things. Stick to some of the basics, and that'll help them grow their business. And you can teach the rest of them as they start growing. But they want to know, how do I grow? How we grow today is black and white. It's easy, simple, duplicatable. That's how you teach people. All right. Good, good. All right. And then David Wood spoke at our event, too. I always love listening to David. He's got such insight, and he knows the comp plan inside and out. He can talk about it with his eyes shut. But he kind of looked over how to maximize your money in Manatech, and he talked about the most important things to look at are PPV, personal point volume, right, your downline point volume, your active legs, your leader leg points, and your leader leg structure. So those are the things you want to maximize for yourself to maximize your income. And he has added a number of things on the website for our benefit. In the organizational profile, you want to look at PPV, team, and leadership in each leg. So you can break that out. He's got that broken out by just clicking on a button. You can get that, access that information. Current and pending automatic orders, you want to make sure you keep an eye on that. This is especially true, people, for today and tomorrow, because we're hitting an end of a business period. A lot of you work on that every business period, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you want to look at current and pending auto orders, so no gotchas. Lydia hits that every single month. In fact, she's like on autopilot at the end of the month. She's over there doing it right now as we're talking. She's working on end of month. Yep, she just shook her head, and she goes, you bet. Current and pending auto orders, so no gotchas. So we don't have people like their auto order went into exception, and you didn't know that. Well, whose fault is that? You don't get mad at your associate or your customer. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why didn't I do that last check? And we start the day before the last day. We don't wait till the very last day, because you never know when the dog's going to bite the cat and you end up in the vet all day, right? So you want to make sure you have plenty of time to do this. So double-check that. And then show next level. How do I get to the next level? You might be that close to the next leadership level, and all it takes a little bit of effort between today and tomorrow, and you can get there. So why not do it? As Nike says, just do it. And then you want to call around to your people, whether some people might have dropped off their auto orders. Some people are trying to figure out what to put in, and you want to make sure you're still promoting ImmunoStart, right? Our immune system boost products, because they're so crucial to us now. A lot of that going on as well. So anyway, so that's how you want to work with Success Tracker. If you're really doing this business, Success Tracker should be something you thrive in. I remember when I was growing my business at a rapid pace, we were in Success Tracker all the time. I wanted to know who are the leaders, who are they doing, what is the information, all that kind of stuff, right? And then when you get leaders underneath you, you teach them how to do that. So they're actively pursuing this at the end of each month to maximize their month. We always will be maximizing their month, so don't look at this as anything different. So you want to, and the best way to, what's the number one way to maximize out your end of month? What do you guys think? To make sure that your end of month numbers are terrific. What's the number one way? What do you think Mary Jo is going to say? Are you ready? Start the first of the month. you know, some of us sit down and we go, oh, here comes the end of the business period, the month, and my business isn't where I wanted it to be. And I go, well, what did you do on the first of the month or the second or third or fourth or fifth? See, what happens, we get lazy and we sometimes just wait till the end of the month and we spend the last 7 days scurrying around like our chickens with the head cut off. I don't mind you scurrying around to improve your results, but you should be starting to improve your results the first of every month. You kick off every month with, what am I going to do this month? What are my commitments to do every day to make a difference in my business? And that's what will truly show up at the end of each month. So anyway, so that's it. Great event. Anyone want to talk? I was out at Open the Floor. I know I left some time at the end because I know some of you are at the event. Maybe tell us what your favorite part of the event was. Anyone want to share? Lots of you are there. Just unmute your line and tell us what you took away from Friday and Saturday. Oh, boy. Maybe they're asleep.
Mary Jo.
Hey, hi, Mary Herb. How are you?
Awesome. And the training on Friday and Saturday was really, like, we saw how everybody's saying this was the best training they ever had because it made us go and do it right now. And it is true, like the excitement. You know, if somebody's doing it, you're going to do it, and you just get into the rhythm of it.
Rhythm, right. It's contagious, isn't it?
Yes, amen. And yes. I love how you have the wording and Tim had the wording because then you just go ahead and, you know, we're building relationships and you just go do it. Like,
right.
You know, even using the Manatech science, letting people know, here, go and look at it. And then from there, you know, make sure you're sending a Manatech Plus and
right.
stuff.
Right. And Mary, you brought up a good point. You know, I mentioned, somebody asked the point, well, what do you send if people want to know more about the products? And I said, I love to send them to Manatech Science. And let me explain that to you because I think Kevin Robbins got in afterwards and he goes, well, I would ask them what they want, blah, 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 and maybe send them because they blah, 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 you know. And I just want to tell you something. You need to judge the people you're working with. Like the woman today that I'm in the process of signing up today as my new associate. I'm sending her to Manatech Science. Why? Because she's in the health field. She wants to understand what our products are all about. She wants to look at ingredients. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Most of our other documentation that we have don't really get heavily into the ingredients. Now, if they're only buying one product, then you can choose whether you want to send that one product page to them, right, versus the whole Manatech Science website. But I mm-hmm. think when you show people the Manatech Science website, they might go into overwhelm, but overwhelm is really good when it comes to the sophistication of the science behind our products. Does this make sense to you guys?
Oh, yeah. So that's why I was doing that. And like they
thank
said,
you, Mary. I think you did. That's what I do it
I'll
for.
Give you
it's
a
like,
hug
you know, who builds that kind of website out about the science behind their products? Hello.
Well, that's what you guys did for us, too. Because we've been learning, like, oh, be quiet about what the company is. You know, just
what?
Go out there. Yeah, you know, like with ATM. You know, we had to take everything off that we are part of Manatech. And so they want them to come to you. Anyway, it's a different course of action. So on Saturday, to hear again that, hey, be proud that you know about Manatech and ask them if they've ever heard about the greatest discovery in the past quarter or century because this is who our brand is.
Right.
And I like that. Now, I got a quick question about the coupon, though. If you were to get somebody, say the product costs $100, you know, impact stuff. And then,
and it has to be 100 plus, otherwise the coupon's not usable.
Okay, thanks. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So in that case, don't tell them about the coupon. Just say, hey, you could have free shipping if it's an auto order.
Well, no, I would tell them about the coupon. If they say, well, how about if I get a bottle of this? And you go, great. But you know what? Manatech has this incredible deal right now. It's just you could take advantage of it. I have a coupon. If your order is 100, you could get 10% back. I mean, I'm just telling you. And you also get, you ready? You also get free shipping. So, like, it's almost a no-brainer.
So, like, the Impact Ambritose is 100. But if they were to use the coupon, even though it's
no, it doesn't. It's pre-coupon use.
Oh, okay. So that would account for free shipping then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to give you free shipping if the order. They're not going to take your shipping away because they use a coupon. Makes sense.
Okay. Thank you.
If they did that, I would spank them.
Okay.
That makes no sense. That's not the purpose of this, right? The purpose of this is one thing, to help you generate immediate responsiveness by people, to see if you get a better response from the people, that they have an opportunity to get a 10% one-time opportunity, right? So if their order is 100 pre-coupon, they'll get free shipping.
Nice. So talking about branding, and you guys are going to put something together for us, can you give us something right now so as these people all on the call say, hey, I want to really make the end of the BP, accelerate. So,
well, first of all, I don't shy away from the word Manatech in my life. Okay, and here's why.
Okay.
In fact, I'm proud of it. Our company was birthed out of prayer. Where do you think our name came from?
Mm-hmm. Mana. Yeah.
So if I'm going to be ashamed of that, what else am I ashamed of? Yeah, you follow, it's kind of silly. So it's not, and if they find, there's always going to be, if somebody comes back and says, Mary Jo, I found this stuff out there, and I go, you know what, this is a direct sales company, and there are thousands of people out there in direct sales that want to attack other people because they think that's a cool thing to do to try to get their customer base and their associate base. I think it's pretty incredible behavior, but it is what it is. That's what's out there. And I said, and you know, the FDA, most people that are involved in nutrition know about the FDA, the FTC and all those, the problems we had back in the early 2008, 2009 era. So, and it's so old. And this company, many companies didn't survive. And this company did because we corrected, what they wanted us to correct. And it was because, I want to be associated with somebody who got annihilated back then because that means they had 1,000 testimonials they were using. It wasn't about the accuracy of the testimonials. It was the fact that they chose to legislate that we can't even use a truthful testimonial, which is really sad news. It's called quashing free speech is what happened. That's how I describe it. They quashed free speech. So that's what our federal government did. Manatech got caught up in it, just like many, many other companies, and now they've had to make corrections on it, and we move forward, and we're healthy as can be. So, if that changes your mind, that's up to you, but it's called the federal government quashing free speech.
Okay.
You like that language? Yeah.
Yeah. Wrote it down.
Yeah. So I don't shy away from Manatech.
No, and especially if they said...
You've got to feel confident about it. I think whenever
exactly.
Here's my problem with a lot of people. If you're afraid of talking about Manatech, then I don't know how you do the business, right? I mean, it's like understand what transpired, use the terminology properly, come from... People will judge your confidence and commitment by... what comes out of your mouth and your stature, how you sound. And if you're so secure and committed with what you talk about, my goodness gracious. Bingo.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes, but you were talking about, not using it on Facebook, weren't you, Mary?
Hi, Sharon.
Yeah, ATM was Facebook. Yeah, just Facebook, but I don't know. They're talking about social, wherever you're doing your social, whatever it's called.
Oh, you mean when you're doing posting? Don't talk about Manatech and posting? No, you don't need to talk about Manatech and posting. If I'm posting about products and health products, I post about 25 years on this incredible breakthrough product, and gosh, I'm 65 and on no prescription drugs, and I run circles around my 8 grandkids. How about you? I would post something like that. Now, I know not everybody has perhaps my level of health, but you have something that's transpired.
Yes.
That you can talk about that doesn't describe a disease. Or you can describe the fact that, I started on these products 15 years ago, and I've been able to get off 3 of my prescription drugs. What a victory is that?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the body truly has natural healing capacity. That's not... That's fair game.
Okay.
You didn't do heal, cure, mitigate.
No. Yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't mention. The problem with mentioning Manatech, when you're not in direct communication with them, is they can't hear the commitment in your voice. They can't hear the groundedness in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to people and you are so grounded in knowing what you know that you know and the quality of these products, that's what people will read.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can write anything you want out there. People write anything they want. Makeup stuff. We make up stuff every day. Just look at the papers. There's so much makeup stuff everywhere today. It's like I don't even know if we have any news that's credible anywhere. It's just kind of like, okay, well, I don't even read the news anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Just, yeah. So it's about let's go out there and let's just come from our hearts and tell them what it is. And if somebody says to you, well, I heard blah, blah, and I said, well, you know what? People can write anything they want. And there's so much competition out there in this industry. But I didn't choose the industry. I chose the products.
Yeah.
I did the research. You do your research and tell me if you can find a better product than Amber Toast in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Right? Or you can trust me.
Sure.
I'll give you documentation. But... And are you going to have people out there that are naysayers and just push back? Yeah, because they were never going to buy from you if you were selling the pathway to heaven. They wouldn't buy. You get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of us forget that. We forget that there are and that negative nature is something. I'm just going to ask you a question. Do you think they're ever going to be able to market to anyone else when they're so negative?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. They might become a consumer of yours. And because of their negativity, guess what they're going to do? They'll probably find something wrong with it the first time they start swallowing it. And it's just like, oh, gee. It's like, you're giving me a headache now. I think I'll go find somebody out there that's positive and fun to be around and I love hanging out with. And I'm not that hard up for a sale, right? I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you to discount people, but, you know, there are people out there that are just – not going to be the best people for you to be fighting to get in your organization because they're just going to be painful every step of the way. And then what happens, guess what? Then I get a phone call and I hear, oh, Mary Jo, oh, this business doesn't work. So-and-so just quit on me. And I go, praise the Lord.
You
guys, are you getting the different attitude? It's like mm-hmm. you don't want to, you can fight a naysayer and they will rob you of your
yep.
joy of doing
yep.
the business. It's not worth it, people. There are literally thousands of people out there that want to feel better. They want better health. They want to feel like they're doing what's best for their human body. And you have a gift to give them. And if they can't appreciate it, here's the favorite word. Next, N-E-X-T. Mm-hmm. Next. And then if you come up and tell me, well, Mary Jo, I'll run out of people. I go, how do you run out of people with the millions and millions of people everywhere? And you have mm-hmm. no restriction today. You can go, well, I live in a small town. Do you have Facebook?
Yeah.
You got billions of people to talk to every day if you want to. I mean, we just have such an advantage over how we historically did network marketing 50, and I don't know because I've only been with Manatech. It's my one and only experience in this industry. But 50 mm-hmm. years ago, I mean, think about it. What advantage you have today. So don't get stuck in the
yeah.
mud of somebody that just loves to be a naysayer because they're probably a naysayer about everything in their lives.
And like
you
said,
keep
being a product of the product, and then
yeah.
you're going to attract
yeah.
them because they see your energy, your love, and all that good
your
stuff.
Your love, which is really important. How are you coming across? Do you really care about people, or are you just trying to sell them? No one ever tells me I'm trying to sell product. No one. Never hear it. Never. Never comes up. My smile, my hugs, my way I approach people, I talk about their lives, their kids, their family, break the ice. I want to know
mm-hmm.
about them, how I can pray for them, how I can help you, support you. And by the way, you know, I don't know if health's a concern of yours, but this is something that I do. It, I said I just love supporting people to be as healthy as they can. So if you have some interest in that, I'd love to talk to you about it. Well, what are you doing? You get it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's just a different different approach. But don't ever let people, don't ever let anyone. And if you're letting people rob you of your joy, then I want you to take Andrew's course about four times over, okay? Because your mindset is your choice. How people affect you is your choice. Well, but Mary Jo, you don't understand. They were really ugly. I go, I got it. That's their problem. It's not yours. It's not your problem. Well, but I really thought they were going to join me. Oh, like they're the only person on the earth. Notice how we get myopic. We start thinking, if I only get that one person, my business will double overnight. No, there are thousands and thousands of people out there. I don't think you can ever, ever suggest to me you've run out of people because you're just not trying. When you do that, you're just not working at it. There's thousands of ways to get to know more people today. We have every avenue under the sun. In fact, at my stage of life, they're a little overwhelming, right? All the social media, all the webinars, the seminars, the this, the that, the Facebook groups, adding people, new friends wanting to be on your Facebook friend every single day. They just bombard. And it's just like, my goodness gracious. It's like every time I look at people requesting to be a friend, I go, this looks like a whole new group of Manatech people.
Nice.
You see a different way of looking at it, right?
Yes.
Do they have to say yes? No. I didn't have to say yes when I was approached. Of course, I wasn't approached. I found the product. I was one of those coming in the back door. But does that help? Does any of this help you guys a little bit?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yes.
The world's waiting for you. It's just
Mary
about
Jo,
us showing up.
I have a question. First of all, has the recording or will there be a recording of the Saturday training?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, it should be up by now. It should be on All About Manatech. I think they post most of those on All About Manatech. But double check there. But it should be up by today. I don't know if it's this morning or tonight. But, yes, they did record the whole event, and it will be up. Great.
Okay, second question. What are your favorites on the Manatech app?
What are my favorites? Oh, my gosh, you're going to have to hang on a second. Let's see. What am I? I have to look at Lit. She's stories. No, I'm kidding. I did some of this stuff. Let's see. Where are my favorites? Manipul, the only true ace man in the world. Manatech, the ultimate gig. Luciano talking about Build Your Dream video. The Manatech opportunity video. Amber Toast Life overview video.
Okay. And what do you do for the core four?
Did I put my favorite, the one... The core four, what do I do for the core four? Oh, I have, Lydia says don't go there. You guys are from, there's a video that I made. Most of you know about it. It's called Let's Go Natural. How many know about Let's Go Natural on this call?
I bought that, but I don't know where to find it off of, you know, I had bought the CD years ago, many.
Yeah. And
but
where
do we find the other kind?
The other kind? Well, the problem with Let's Go Natural, I have it actually that I send out as a link that I send out to people because it's my favorite. I always use it as an excuse. I say, listen, you're gonna look at me. This is something I did, like, I don't know when, 12 years ago? It's been ages, right? But here's the – and it goes through the four core because it's my favorite. It's the number one top-selling buy. I mean, it's the number one buy in all of Manatech is the core four. Why is that? Well, number one, it's core four for a reason. There are four core products there that the body needs every day, so why not put in it? Now, it's not the only products I take, but those are the four basic core, right? And number two, it's the absolute best buy in the face of the earth. If you're going to buy Amber Toast, why not for another $40 get Phytomatrix AO and Plus, which would have normally cost you $130. So you're saving almost $90. by buying the bundle, the Optimal Support bundle. And if you can't afford $200, then share it with your husband, and you each are paying $100 a month. I don't care. You know, choose what you want to do with it, but you should never here's your double negative. You should never not take advantage of the Optimal Support bundle. It's the absolute best buy in all of Manatech. Now, how to get you the four core video is a whole other story. The important part of it is, do I have it anywhere on the, I bet you it's on, it's not even on YouTube. Somebody, I bet you if you did a search, you wouldn't send a YouTube. Oh, you'll lose a connection? Yeah, if you're going to send it off of YouTube, then you better keep on top of that person because it probably was posted there by another associate. But they're trying to get.
Can we get it in Manatech Plus? Would you be able to give it to Ben Mayo?
Can you get it to Manatech Plus app?
It has to go, it's
partially compliance issue? Okay, well, this is what I'll do based on this call. I'll say that I got a flurry of people desperately wanting the four core. Now, understand the four core, though, is also 30 minutes, so it's not short. So every time I send it to somebody, I always premise it on, hey, I tell them the length of it. It's like 33 minutes, 34 minutes. I can't remember exact, but it's somewhere in that realm. But I always tell them in advance. I say, hey, I know this is going to probably be a little long, so dedicate some time to listen to it. But it's like the best presentation I can give you to listen and watch what are the four cores so they understand them, right? So they don't have to – people don't like to read anymore. They want to be entertained, right? So anyway, so that's how I send it out. I always premise it on that so I let them know. Or you can also, when you put the link, you can also type after it, you know, how many minutes it is so that they understand before they click on it that they're not clicking on something that's 5 minutes long. So, but I can talk to Manatech about that, but just know one thing that I've gotten three requests now. Al Bala is all over me, Ben Mayo, to redo a core four. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So
the next time I want you to do a product thing on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, I'll do it for you more than I'll do it for Manatech. So you guys are the ones that matter to me, is all of you. So, yeah, the corporate officers can do whatever they want, but it's you I care about. So, let's get that done. I will see what the schedule is and see if we can hammer that out because it really is invaluable to be able to give them a live description of what these four core products are because that's what they want. People don't want to read things today. I have a great four-core brochure that I don't know how many of you know about that, but yeah. I love using that too. It's called the Optimal Health System, Choose Health, and it's terrific. It's a great thing you can send out to people, but again, it's reading versus, and it's updated. We keep it updated every time a new thing happens. In fact, we're in the process of updating right now because they changed the box on the OSPs, right? So that's going to be that picture needs to be updated, so we're in the process of doing that. So that's another thing you can send to people. As well as a glyconutrients brochure we made, just because there was nothing like that in Manatech. They don't have – I keep trying to get – when I can't get them to do something, I do it. That's my nature of my approach to the business because I need it. And that means you guys need it too, I think. I mean, if you want to share it that way. So, but, okay, let's go natural for sure. I will I'll put a message out to Ben and Al as soon as I get off saying, guess what, pressure's on. Okay, how's that? Any other questions? Wait. No more? Yeah, no questions. Okay, good. It's 10 after 11. All right, guys. Love you all. Have a great week. Let's go out there and definitely close out this business period strong. I am ecstatic that you love the weekend. I had a lot of fun. Tim and I we barely talked last week. I said, maybe we should never discuss what we're going to cover and just have fun. You know, I mean, it was a fun tag team. It worked out well. So I'm glad you all enjoyed it. As I said to Manatech, I said I was astounded by how effective he was with the crowd. He was unbelievably good with everybody on the call.
I used to buy his big packages as well as yours. And, yeah, you two are top. You guys really just put it out there for us.
Thanks, Mary. Appreciate you. Appreciate all you guys. Have a great week. Go finish up the business period. All right. Love you guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.